Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival. Very pleased to be joined by Jovan Marjanović, Head of Industry here at the festival. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hello, yeah, thanks to you too, Matt.
And also I'd like to thank you very much for inviting us once again to this wonderful festival. And I guess the best way to kind of start this interview is to maybe ask you to give us a little overview of how important the industry section in this festival has become over the year, to the point, in my opinion, of becoming some sort of a reference point for other festivals.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think all we tried to do was really to look at what's around us in terms of the films that we have been presenting at the festival. Now I'm talking years back, you know, and what happens so that these films can be made, and what happens so that these films can be seen by as many people as possible. So we, you know, looked upstream and downstream somehow around the films and tried to see if there's anything we can do about it and help. And I think this principle carried us on to this moment, basically taking the temperature of the industry constantly, trying to see what it needs at the moment, what it might need in, next couple of years, and trying to offer assistance or create some kind of catalysts for processes that bring these films to the audience, which is key for us, I would say. So in that respect, we have developed a number of different initiatives, number of different tools, I would say, that target different needs of the film industry. So the first thing years ago was the co-production market, Cinelink. And even before that, we had a lot of activities targeted towards the development of projects, so script editing and in general kind of project development. So this is how we started, but that seemed like the most burning issue back then, you know, how to develop projects, how to finance them in the circumstances which were sort of different than today. I don't think that all these networks were in place before, and I like to think that Cinelink played an important role in actually creating a network of film professionals that later on co-produced many of the films that we screened in the festival. And we do see this in the numbers. As you know, we also run a very thorough statistics department that has been publishing data on the state of the film industry in Southeast Europe in our annual State of the Region publications. So we can make a lot of connections between the films that been made and that have been distributed and that have been successful, and the way that they were made, to some of the tools that we are operating, like the Cinelink co-production market, or like the Works in Progress, or others. So I would say this statistics and data analysis is also part of a big part of this sort of constantly being able to take the temperature of the industry, and this was somehow, this is what we use to try and visit future trends.
And now, speaking of the future, one of the main things in this festival that happens is the Talent Sarajevo.
Sure, it all goes into this sort of circle of talent that we recognize here. So to be able to get to know the new faces, to be able to get them know each other, and to be able to, you know, invite them to Sarajevo and say this is your place for your professional and personal development as well, is a big pleasure that we take from this festival and from, you know, all this activity. So that's absolutely amazing. These people have been, you know, from the first campuses, some of them are now working with us, others are, you know, top professionals of their own and with great successes that we only wish they would, you know, look back at us and these type of things. So that's, you know, it's all great.
And of course, in order to safeguard and also, you know, look after the future of the film industry, especially in the region, the regional forum is one of the things that is fundamental.
This year we are actually hosting, the regional forum hosted two conferences this year. One in the framework of Bosnia's chairmanship of the Council of Europe, that was targeted towards achieving greater gender equality in the European film industry. This was a high-level conference in terms of the guest list, so people from ministries of culture, key people from ministries of culture, and national film bodies or funds, depending on how the industry is organized in different countries. The conference resulted in a declaration. It's called now Sarajevo Declaration on Gender Equality in European Cinema, and we hope that, you know, it will get picked up by the politicians in Strasbourg within the framework of the Council of Europe, and hopefully it will be transformed into a recommendation to the member states on this topic. So, you know, this is exactly how we like to see our regional forum working. It's a place for debate, it's a place for putting key issues out there and hopefully with results that can achieve sort of that can, you know, lead to better policies being introduced. Second conference, even more sort of industry related, is done in cooperation with the European Commission, and it is the European Film Forum, which is a conference initiated by the Commission that has been traveling this year several festivals in Europe, so now including Sarajevo, and it's tackling two topics. One is exhibition, and the second is basically public financing and co-production and how it is affected by the new digital single market legislation that is about to be introduced, and how the principle of territoriality that the system of co-productions is essentially based on, how does that coexist with the, you know, boundless digital world.
This time last year, we were talking about the Sarajevo City of Film. What were the hopes then? And it's been a year now. Have those hopes been fulfilled?
Well, the hopes, yeah, I think the hopes are still there. The thing is that what we realized is that we knew that from the beginning. So this is why we structured the fund in the way that we did. We knew that there was no immediate demand. But we need to create the demand. So we have spent a year in trying to create the demand, and I can say I'm mostly satisfied about what has been achieved over the year, including understanding how hard it is. On the other hand side, this is why there are incentives. There are incentives to make things that weren't possible before to make them possible, or things that were very risky before to make them less risky. So at the moment we haven't greenlit any of the projects because our eligibility criteria are quite high. We're looking for films that are already 60% financed and that already have 30% of their funding coming outside of geographical Europe. So this means completely different, and that they have a Southeastern European-based co-producer and some artistic and technical cooperation. So if you put all of these eligibility criteria into the mix, as they are, it's kind of difficult to say that, you know, there are loads of projects of that type. These are completely new co-production patterns. But what makes us happy is that we have been working meticulously on case-to-case basis, and at the moment we have around 10 projects in the pipeline in different stages, but sort of very near to these eligibility thresholds. So, you know, we're waiting for one paper for one project, maybe two papers for another one, a co-producer to come on board on the third one. So it's kind of it's very hands-on. I think the fund is more behaving as an investor would rather than a grant giver would, because it was obviously impossible for us to just make a call for entries and get whatever number of projects and then just give out grants, because this is what I'm saying, you need to create the demand. So this is where we are, but I'm confident that come September we would have the first number of titles that supported by the fund. And given that these are films that are almost financed, and this would be almost top financing, I think we'll be able to see them on screens very quickly.
There would be so much more to talk about. This is the fifth year of Doku Rough Cut, and then there's, of course, Operation Kino and other activities. It seems to me like the festival, the industry section at this festival, is very healthy and will continue to be healthy, hopefully.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that we're doing year-round. Operation Kino is one of them. Mini Market is another activity happening during the festival, focused on the business with short films. Doku Rough Cut Boutique is now in its fifth year. It's a very hands-on workshop for a number of wonderful documentaries that are selected by our selection team, and that work with a number of esteemed tutors while in Sarajevo, and then we use the fact that a lot of industry people are in town, and that yes, documentary film business and fiction often collide. So we try to actually use the presence of these people who are interested both in documentaries and in fiction to actually present one of those or two of those films to them as well. So the synergies between projects between platforms are established. So it's in its fifth year, and it's been an amazing 5 years, I can tell you, because almost all of the films that were presented here as rough cuts made it and came out successfully with really an impressive number of awards and great circulation. So yeah, this has been a joyful ride so far.
Yes, well, Jovan, it was a great pleasure talking with you. Thanks very much for taking the time off your busy schedule, and I wish you all the best for the rest of the festival.
Thanks, Matt. I'll speak to you soon.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.